this is Dave, and this is Hacker Public Radio. And unlike the last Hacker Public Radio episode I did, I am back in the luxurious air-conditioned of the mobile podcast studio that is my Honda Civic. I got it out of the body shop yesterday. It is good to be back on the road. I like my truck. I like it a lot, but it's just way too hot to podcast in late August. Anyway, it is September now, and the day you will be hearing this is Friday, September the 4th, also my birthday of all things, but that's neither here nor there. So I will get on with what I have planned to talk about on today's Hacker Public Radio, and it is this podcast I listen to. I subscribe to a large number of podcasts. I have a relatively long commute, and I don't listen to the radio. I listen to podcasts, and the vast majority of which are Linux podcasts, and the vast majority of which most of you HPR listeners probably listen to, but there may be some that you don't yet listen to. I subscribe to around 70 podcasts, and I got to looking at the list of podcasts that I subscribe to in my bp.conf file, and noticed that about half of these podcasts are no longer being produced. They've pod faded, for like, you know, for to use the cliche. So of the 70 I subscribe to, Half of them no longer exist on a regular schedule, I guess I should say. But what I'm going to go through real quick is the list of 35 podcasts that are still active that I subscribe to. Like I said, I think almost every one of these are Linux related in one way or another. I can think of one that's not. I don't know if this needs to become a HPR series, but I always like to hear about other podcasts people listen to. It's a good way for like-minded people to discover things that they may not have heard yet. So if you've heard every one of these, you're more like me than I thought, or I'm more like you than I thought. But maybe, like I said, maybe you haven't. In no particular order. Well, actually, I guess in the order, I did a LS-HRT in my podcast download directory. So this is will be in reverse order of, well, I guess in order of most recently produced. So the first one I'll read will be the one that had, as of this reading, will be the one that had an episode released most recently. Tux Radar is the first one on my list, and I'm pretty sure that is a production of, I forget the magazine, Linux Pro Magazine maybe, one of the Linux magazines out of England, Tux Radar. Next on the list is Linux Outlaws. Next is the Linux Link Tech Show. That is a live show. I'm pretty sure the Linux Outlaws stream live now as well. But the Linux Link Tech Show is approaching its sixth birthday next month. They've been around longer than any of these guys, on this list at least. Next is Talk Geek to Me. It is hosted by HPR correspondent Deep Geek. A very good podcast. A new podcast. Newer than most on this list, I think. Next is DistroCast. This used to be SourceCast. I forget the... I think it was SourceCast. Used to be the name of that. It's hosted by a fellow Southeast Linux Fest organizer, Jeremy Sands, and his co-host. Next on the list is the Software Freedom Law Show. I think that's the name of it. I use Bashpotter. I've alluded to my bp.conf file earlier. And the version of Bashpotter I use allows me to download podcasts into a directory of my choosing. And the directory I've chosen to put this podcast in, the Software Freedom Law Show, is simply titled FRDM. It's short for Freedom. And so looking at my list on my computer, I'm not sure exactly what the name is. I think it's the Software Freedom Law Show. Next is Linux Cranks. It is a live show as well, but it's also published as a podcast. Paul.com, not necessarily Linux related, but security related. Craphound, which is the it's Cory Doctorow's. It's readings by him mainly, so it's not really Linux related, but there is some free software bent to that. To that one, the Linux User Podcast, not to be confused with my own podcast, the Lot of LinuxLinks.com Linux User Podcast. The fellow that does this one chose a much shorter name, just the Linux User Podcast. Try GNU Linux, that's a good one. Command Line, that's a good one as well. Not necessarily all Linux, but Unix and some other stuff thrown in too. Hacker Voice, they might be giants, I guess, is the one music related podcast I listen to, and they've been going more recently to throwing in more video, and I don't watch video podcasts as a rule, because like I said, I do most of my listening on my commute. Linux Crazy is another good one by Dave Abbott. I think he's out of Florida. Linux Geekdom is another one I listen to. Bad Apples by the one and only Klaatu, podcaster extraordinaire. Source Trunk, this one is, it used to have another name too once upon a time. I've forgotten the name, it's on the tip of my tongue, but in this one, the host reviews open source software and does a very good job. In his words, he takes a random open source project and talks about it. Gamer, Games and More Entertainment Radio is another one I listen to. Geek Night Mondays is one that I listen to less often now, but I used to listen to it more regularly. The Techie Geek, Nightcast by Nightwise, the Going Linux Podcast, the Ubuntu UK Podcast, Something Kind of Techie, Fedora Reloaded, another Klaatu production. The UClug Podcast, which is my own lug, and I produce this one, I don't really listen to it. It's sort of like my own podcast, I don't listen to it, I just sort of produce it. But unlike my own podcast, there's something usually happening there that's more interesting than hearing myself talk back to me, so it didn't make a lot of sense. But the UClug Podcast, Upstate Carolina Linux Users Group. The Ubuntu Podcast, two of the guys that organize the Atlanta Linux Fest do that one. Fresh Ubuntu. Did I name that one already? I can't remember. JWP. I think that's, I think his name's John Wesley Pruitt. I may have his name wrong, but he does a podcast. $10 Review is another non-Linux related podcast. It's Lord Drakenblut, and he does movie reviews. Movies that you can buy for $10 or less. Actually can't read my handwriting. The Linux Basement, I have lousy handwriting. That's Chad Wallenberg's podcast. Verbal's Linux Trivia Podcast, and Logger, which is a Linux gaming podcast by Dan Washko and et al. Those are the 35 of the 70 podcasts that I listen to. They just happen to be the ones that are actively producing shows. If there are podcasts that you listen to that aren't on this list, I'd be interested in listening to you read that list, and I will try my darndest to put a link to every one of these URLs in the show notes, so that'd be something to look for. But speaking of show notes, there's a much easier way than loading, than hand-picking those. If you want to listen to these and more, all these and more, you can go to, well, maybe not all-inclusive, but there are two sites I want to mention that have made it easier to subscribe to a number of Linux and tech-related podcasts in one fell swoop. The first one is linuxplanet.org/cast, C-A-S-T-S. This is a WordPress Planet type of aggregator where Linux podcasters have one page that aggregates all of their podcast episode release announcements. It has a sister site, linuxplanet.org/blogs, where their blogs are aggregated. But you may not know, and Link from the Linux Link Tech Show mentioned this in a blog post last week, that you can subscribe to all of the Linux podcast at linuxplanet.org by dropping this one feed into your podcatcher of choice, mine being Bash Potter, linuxplanet.org/casts, that's plural, C-A-S-T-S, /feed=RSS2. That'll be in the show notes as well. Another site I want to mention is hackermedia.org. I know Droop's had something to do with this, and maybe Enigma too, I can't remember. But it is a site that aggregates as well a bunch of hacker-related and Linux-related, tech-related podcasts. Check out hackermedia.org there. There's a lot of neat features to that site, such as being able to categorize. They've done a good job of categorizing all the different podcasts they list there, and it's video as well as audio podcasts. So that is what I wanted to talk about, and I will leave you with a cool link, a link that I stumbled upon that you may or may not find useful, netboot.me. And netboot.me is a site you can go to, and it's a service that allows you to boot nearly any operating system on any computer with a wired network connection. A variety of ways you can do this: Pixie Boot, CD, USB, TFTP, .netboot.me, or your own TFTP server. You'll have to go to the site if you want to learn more. I'm not going to explain it in any kind of detail, but it's a relatively neat service that I thought I would mention. Anyway, that's another Hacker Public Radio. Tune in again on Monday for the next one. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.